This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I encouraged you to pray for me that I might be clear and accurate as I teach, stating only what is in full agreement with what God says in His Word, the Bible. I would ask you to add to that prayer what Paul wrote to the Thessalonian Christians. Our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. In Romans 1:16, Paul stated his conviction that the gospel has power to save everyone who believes. That's why he was not ashamed to proclaim the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 2:4, he says that his message and his preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. When the Holy Spirit releases the dynamite of God's Word, there will be deep conviction both in the one delivering the message as well as in the hearts and lives of the ones hearing the message. The words deep conviction could be translated full assurance or most certain confidence. My prayer is that when you listen to the Word of God proclaimed, you will receive it like Paul describes in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. We also thank God continually because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but as it actually is the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe. There is a spiritual synergism that takes place when both proclaimer and hearer experience the deep convicting work of the Spirit through God's Word. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.